Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friend. Yeah, Monday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, you can hear me on Drive all this week from 4 p.m. Anyway, we start today's podcast by looking back on yesterday's Women's FA Cup final as, annoyingly, Chelsea beat Manchester United to win their third FA Cup on the bounce. Here's how that game sounded on TalkSport.
Will it be Manchester United's theatre of dreams, Wembley, this afternoon, or will Chelsea win the FA Cup for a fifth time? Toon with a low ball into the penalty area, only half cleared and turned in by Galton. An incredible start for Manchester United. Less than 25 seconds into the game and the underdogs have the lead. Would you believe it? But no, they don't. The flag is up on the near side and the goal will not count. Manchester United have never beaten Chelsea in the women's game in 9 previous meetings. Cross in from Charles, header goalwards by James, is looping off the post. Harder through the middle, put through by James, she's clear on goal, plays it across, cleared away by Manchester United, and then sliced wide by Cuthbert. The breakthrough for Chelsea, Sam Kerr gives them the lead in the Women's FA Cup final. It was 6 yards out, Kerr was there, she made no mistake, rammed it into the net in front of the Chelsea fans. It's Sam Kerr in a Women's Cup final for Chelsea again. And the full-time whistle is blown. Blue is the colour. It's Chelsea once again.
Third consecutive FA Cup victory. Just how much did you enjoy that one?
Listen, I mean this sincerely. Our club's been through a new ownership, a lot of challenges this year. This is one for the Chelsea fans. We're proud to be Chelsea, and it was a tiring first half from us, but I think the team adapted really well to the changes and the finishers came from the bench and made the difference.
Winning games, titles and finals, it's almost part of the muscle memory of being a part of Chelsea. Is the manner in which your squad win football games the most impressive thing about the team?
Yes, I would say so. And it's easy for people to criticise it, because if it was so easy to do, everyone would do it. So congratulations to our team and well done to Manchester United. They made it a magnificent final.
Sam Kerr, 6 consecutive finals scoring for the Chelsea. The celebration as well was pretty iconic.
Iconic's an understatement. I've just seen a photograph of it. Let me tell you, that will live on in a living room for the rest of her life.
And Emma, winning the way you did in front of a world record-breaking crowd, does that add further gloss to the moment for you?
Oh, I don't really think about that. To be honest with you, when the whistle went, all I wanted was to go away.
And final one for me, on these big games, on these big finals, apart from letting yourself go to the toilet, do you ever get a moment to enjoy little moments? Do you ever have a little think of how much you've achieved and how much this team has achieved and how much the women's game's achieved?
You know what? Just before the final whistle, my assistant Denise and I, we started singing. Yeah. My son Harry loves the Beatles, and we sing I Want to Hold Your Hand a lot. And we started singing the lyrics to I Want to Hold Your Hand. And I turned around and I could see my little boy. And let me tell you, that will live in my memory forever.
The breakthrough for Chelsea. Sam Kerr gives them the lead in the Women's FA Cup final.
Sam, thank you so much. Wembley must feel like a home from home for you. 5 goals in the last 3 finals for Chelsea. How special was that one today?
Yeah, I mean, I think P did a lot, great, amazing when she came on and Guru slipped it in. We just needed one moment of brilliance and we got it.
You absolutely did, and the celebration was iconic as well, and you could see your passion, enjoying that moment with the Chelsea supporters. Just how much did it mean to you?
Yeah, I think obviously we love winning trophies as Chelsea, but I think this year it's even more important because there's been a lot of talk about people, teams and all that, and no talk about us. So I think we've shown today that we're the champions for a reason the last 3 years in this, or 2 years, and I think today was just that statement, like no matter what happens, not fresh, not playing our best, we still win games, we still win titles.
You let your football do the talking in front of a world record breaking attendance as well. Does that add further gloss to a really good day all round?
Yeah, I think so. I think the fans are amazing. They give us so much push when we're down and we could hear them, and I think that's why we're so passionate when we scored, because the fans there, it's all for them. Without them, we played here for the Community Shield without fans and it wasn't the same, so they make it special for us.
Finally, Sam, I saw a little glimpse into the changing room. The celebrations looked pretty good in there today.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks we have a game on Wednesday because we have to be tame, but I think we'll enjoy it. I think go see our family and friends, all the people that help us be able to perform at the highest level, but it was amazing, yeah.
Now, TalkSport also brought you live and exclusive commentary from the Championship as commentary drew 0-0 with Middlesbrough in the first leg of their playoff semi-final. Here's all the thrills and spills from that one.
We're all set. Sunday best. The church is the CBS arena. The religion is football, and playoff prayers need to be answered.
Gets in the edge of the D, into the area, and Tom off the crossbar, lifted it over Wilson, but it hit the crossbar and stays out. Big, big chance for Middlesbrough. Great ball. Isaiah Jones is offside though. Tucks it into the back of the net. Borough fans go balmy for a moment, but the flag was long since up against Isaiah Jones, who made a brilliant run. McGree, lovely ball into the box, header wide from Akpom, just got in front of his man, but couldn't plant the header on target. And there goes the full-time whistle that ends this first leg. Full-time with 90 minutes, maybe more, to come at the Riverside on Wednesday night. Live on TalkSport 2, it is Coventry City 0, Middlesbrough 0.
More EFL action now as Bradford beat Carlisle in the first leg of their League 2 playoff semi-final.
Two teams who finished the season with an identical record in terms of wins, draws and losses. It's fair to say there's not much between Bradford City and Carlisle United. Now the ball is whipped in deep. It's a great ball in and a header towards goal, and it's a good save from Harry Lewis. The edge of the area, but Bradford are looking to win back the pieces here, and a chance as they break into the area, and they have scored! It's a goal for Bradford City, and it's Jamie Walker who lashes it past Thomas Holley and banks it Bradford. At a packed University of Bradford Stadium, they lead Carlisle by a goal to nil. Here is Cook, forced wide of goal. Just has to step over the ball, gets to the byline, puts the ball into the far post, headed away and brought down edge of the area. But Bradford have won it back, and they're going to have a short cross goal. And that was so close from Jamie Walker again. On the edge of the area, Dennis works it out. Cross comes in here for Edmondson. Oh, 6 yards out, and he's put it over the top. That might just be Carlisle's best chance of the night. It's half-time in this tie in effect. Bradford with a slender 1-0 advantage.
Now, another busy day, the Premier League yesterday, especially, of course, at the top, as Arsenal's title hopes were, well, finished, destroyed, ended, game over, after their unbelievable 3-0 defeat at home to Brighton, just hours after City tonked Everton. Oh, and Brentford breezed past West Ham's reserves. Bizarre old day. Here's how all that sounded on TalkSport.
And it's Everton 0, Manchester City 3, 51 minutes on the clock, and Ilkay Gundogan has just got his second of the afternoon. It's a delicious free kick. They've made it 11 Premier League victories in a row. And Manchester City really just strolled through the final 40 minutes as they move 4 points clear at the top of the Premier League table. Their fans over in the far corner still making themselves heard, and they've just seen their players give them a raucous reception as they left the pitch as well. Full time here, Everton 0, Manchester City 3.
Arsenal 0, Brighton 0. Brighton 3, and this, you feel, is where Arsenal's title challenge comes to an end. Brighton took the lead 6 minutes after half-time with Julio Enciso tapping home Estupiñán's cross. 4 minutes from time, Denis Undev added their second. He was onto Trossard's mistake like a flash before lifting a lovely finish over Aaron Ramsdale. And then Estupiñán, right at the end, tapping home from Ramsdale's parry, added a third. The Seagulls were absolutely superb today. They soar up to sixth. It's a massive win for them and their hopes to reach Europe for the first time in their history. But for Arsenal, you'd think that this is where their push for the Premier League title comes to an end.
Brentford 2, West Ham 0. The only real thing to worry about after this game is how Brentford only managed 2. If they'd have got near double figures, it wouldn't have flattered them. Ahead after 20 minutes, Brian Mbeumo's brilliant first-time finish after a smart move. Bissa should have made it 2 before eventually heading home before half-time. And a catalogue of first-half chances was followed by an absolute torrent in the second half. West Ham did have a goal disallowed. Danny Ings would have pulled one back, but that would have been scant consolation if disallowed for a handball against Obama. It'll be interesting to see what David Moyes says about that, but his team, his second string here today, were well beaten and well beaten. They're lucky it was only 2. Finished here, Brentford 2, West Ham 0.
To the boot room now with Alex Crookie Cook, Adebayo Akinfenwa and Darren Ambrose.
They've had a fabulous season, right? If we sat here in August and said that Arsenal would be in the top four, I'm not sure anybody would believe us. The fact that they would be the nearest challengers to Manchester City, guaranteed second place, is phenomenal. But then you look back over the course of the season. They drew with Southampton, not once, but twice. They were 2-0 up at West Ham, ended up drawing 2-2. They were 2-0 up at Liverpool, couldn't see that game over the line. Brighton have just been hammered 5-1 at home by Everton, and here they are 2-0 up at the Emirates. They are missed opportunities that ultimately will cost Arsenal the title. And next season, Manchester United will be better. Chelsea under Pochettino will be better. Tottenham might be better if they can appoint the right manager. Liverpool, who've had a poor season by their standards, will be better. Manchester City might even be better. Arsenal will never, in my opinion, get a better opportunity to win the title.
It's not that Man City have won it. We bottled it, you know. I go hand on heart and say we bottled it. We were 8 points off. Man City have won 12 games in a row. Even if they would have won all 12 games and we would have done what we should have done, then that would have been absolutely irrelevant. You know, we've done it season after season. We bottled fourth last year. We've bottled top. It's terrible, to be honest. We've bottled it.
When you've got an opportunity and you see the finish line, I get it. Like, I'm not knocking that. Mm. Like, I'm not saying, I guess I get triggered by the word, oh, that they bottled it. Yeah. I think they overachieved from the beginning, and now the team that we said was going to win it anyway, yeah, has won it.
Delighted to say, a boot room exclusive, we've got the Brighton goalkeeper, Jason Steele, joining us from the Emirates. Jason, what an afternoon for your team.
Yeah, good evening. I think it was a massive performance from us, massive win. We've got a manager here who's absolutely incredible. The measure that I'll give you is, I would have told you that 2.5, 3 months ago when I wasn't playing. I would have said the same thing about it. And I think that says it all, you know what I mean? He's fantastic, you know, everything he does. And I think we performed today like how he is, if that makes sense. He's full of charisma, full of passion. He's got big personality, and I think we performed like that today. We needed to after the other day. So where can we go? I don't know. I think we need to make sure we finish in Europe this season. If we don't, then it can be seen as a disaster, really, with the way we've played throughout the season. So we need to make sure, first and foremost, we pick enough points up to play in Europe.
Here's Ward-Prowse with the corner in towards the near post. A little flick on by Rodriguez, and the back post is Ricky Lambert, and he scores. Well, who needs the record signing when you've got Ricky in rocking form?
Disappointed, gutted, to be honest, fellas. It's been a very disappointing season, for like off the field, on the field. I went for the Bournemouth game. I think that's when I realised that they were going down. The performance, what I seen, was nowhere near the level what I was expecting from a team fighting for their lives. So it was no surprise that the performance they put in yesterday was that, which again was shocking to see.
Let's check in now with the Weekend Sports Breakfast Show now. And former Chelsea striker Tony Cascarino gave his thoughts on the weekend's sporting headlines.
There is the full-time whistle. After more than 400 games, a couple of European campaigns and 11 years in the Premier League, Southampton are relegated. A fittingly abject and gutless conclusion to what has been a wretched campaign.
Yeah, it was a lacklustre performance.
Yeah.
Stadium was half empty, you know, certainly in the second half, but even seats were, you know, you're thinking, is there a chance, even a battle, a fight to try and stay? I know it seemed like an impossible situation before the game. You'd have fought before the game. One thing you're guaranteed today is blood, sweat and tears. Roll your sleeves up. We're going to give it our all. And it was far from that. And the fans knew it. I think the fans sort of knew what was coming. And it's been a long time coming for them, even though fans will probably turf Southampton. Look, we've been going down since after Christmas, really. Just we've not looked a complete team.
Just to update you as well on some latest news, as TalkSport told you previously, Maurizio Pochettino is close to being named as the Chelsea manager.
He's a really good manager. He's proved that. Yeah, look, he's managed Spurs and had a, had some wonderful experiences with him at the helm. PSG was still successful in many ways, even though that they lost the Champions League tie that eventually really cost him his job. Well, there's a number of PSG managers that's happened to, and probably will happen to Christophe Galtier this year as well.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, I think it's a great appointment for Chelsea. You've got to know what's available in the summer to do because they spent so much money in the last year that there has to be sort of some idea of who comes in and who goes out again. You know, do you bring Lukaku back in and look for a slimmer, more physical centre forward at his best can be a real asset for you? Or do you just wash your hands of him? Do you what's happened to Mason Mount? Yeah. Mason Mount to me is a mystery. I would embrace Mason Mount tomorrow. I'd want to get him back involved.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Don't forget, of course, you're getting live and exclusive commentary from the Premier League as TalkSport brings you Leicester against Liverpool. Here's what to expect on game night.
And it's finished Fulham 5, Leicester 3. And on the evidence of some of the defending today, heading into the final three games, you've got to be fearful for the Foxes.
I think the fans are frustrated and disappointed, but these players do care. Yes, some of them aren't playing as well as they can do at the moment, but they certainly care.
Madison immediately releases Vardy through the middle. He's in behind King. He's faced up by the goalkeeper. He rounds him and scores!
And how much would it mean to you to get Leicester out of this situation?
I think at this moment in time it would be the biggest achievement.
Alexander-Arnold puts it back in Robertson's across to Salah! And Mo Salah scores for Liverpool!
Take another one off towards the end of the season. All they can do is try and win their games and hope for a bit of help.
We have to make sure that we do our homework. We have to win our games.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care. There will, of course, be another one of these Anagostin TalkSport Daily Podcast out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.